Thames water revenue soars due to hikes in customers' bills. Troubled Thames water has seen its revenue rise by more than 40% due to its hikes on customers' bills. The utility has said that it remains locked in talks over its proposed rescue deal with creditors as it reveals soaring revenues and customer complaints due to bill hikes. The debt-laden group said discussions were positive but ongoing with government and regulators to agree a deal to turn around the firm and repair stricken finances. Thames Water is currently in talks with a consortium of its main creditors named London and Valley Water, which has submitted plans to pump investment into the utility and write off debts in return for more lenient performance targets. But Thames Water warned that there was still a material uncertainty over whether the deal would be secured and therefore its ability to continue as a going concern. It said, since the proposal was made positive discussions are ongoing between the consortium, the regulators and government, albeit there remain a number of items to be negotiated and agreed before recapitalisation can proceed. The group is hoping to secure the deal to stave off temporary nationalisation after being left on the brink of collapse by nearly £20 billion worth of debt. Its creditors, which include the institutional investors such as Aberdeen, Elliott Management and Silverpoint Capital, is seen as the final realistic option on the table to avoid being placed into the government's special administration regime after a previous rescue deal with US private equity KKR collapsed in May. Administrators have already been lined up to step in if needed. Chris Weston, Chief Executive of Thames Water, said, "We continue to work closely with stakeholders to secure a market-led solution that we believe is the best interest of our customers and the environment. This in turn will allow the transformation of Thames to continue a programme that will take at least a decade to complete and will restore the infrastructure and operation of the company." Half-year results from the provider revealed underlying earnings surged to £12 billion for the 6 months to September the 30th, compared with £715.1 million a year ago. Revenues rose by 42% thanks to the bill increases, which it said also helped to fund £1.3 billion of capital invested to fix leaks, cut sewage spills and improve water quality. It said it cut pollution spills by a fifth, but also revealed customer complaints had soared by three quarters to 55,158 in the half year after it hiked the bills by a hefty 31% in April. The group swung to a £414 million pre-tax profit from losses of £149 million a year ago. Results showed as net debt swelled to £17.6 billion from £15.8 billion a year ago, with Mr. Weston saying the focus was on recapitalising the business given the weak balance sheet. Thames Water has enough cash to last until early next year.